Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island. Yesterday saw another record number of new coronavirus cases as they hit 1,120. A woman aged 56 also died of the virus. As usual, the Health Ministry gave no details as to whether the woman had underlying health conditions or whether she had been vaccinated. The surge in cases prompted a meeting between the scientific advisers and the Health Minister to discuss possible new measures. A cabinet meeting, originally scheduled for yesterday, was postponed until Friday to give the team time to make their suggestions. In other COVID news, walk-in vaccination centres will start operating today. Available only to YESI beneficiaries, there are 5 walk-in centres operating on a first-come, first-served basis and are open weekdays between 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. The centres are in the Lacha Health Centre in Nicosia, the Linopetra Health Centre in Limassol, the vaccination centre at Larnaca's Port, and those at Paphos and Famagusta General Hospitals. The rise in cases has also led the state health services to postpone all non-urgent operations in anticipation of a rise in hospital admissions. 165 people are now in hospital, with 40 in serious or critical condition. The health services have asked all private and public hospitals to postpone all non-urgent operations to make room for the potential increase. Among those in hospital is a 22-year-old pregnant woman who has had to be intubated after presenting pneumonia from COVID-19. The woman, who is 20 weeks pregnant, is at the Nicosia General Hospital. Doctors have said that the baby's condition is constantly being monitored. In slightly more uplifting COVID news, and despite the increased cases, Cyprus has remained on the UK's amber list when the country rearranged its traffic light system yesterday. Holiday hotspots for the young, like Ibiza and Mallorca, were downgraded from green to amber yesterday, ruining plans for many young English holidaymakers. But their loss might not be a gain for that other draw for young partygoers, Ayia Napa. The UK last week said that from July 19, fully vaccinated travellers from amber countries did not need to self-isolate at home for 10 days on their return. But many young English travellers have had only their first dose and will have to do the stint at home on their return. The fate of Varosha was on the focus of yesterday's meeting of the National Council, the President's advisory body on the Cyprus problem. They met to discuss what actions could be taken if Turkish President Erdogan goes ahead with his unexpected announcement on the further opening up of the fenced-off part of Famagusta when he visits the north on July 20. The Council convened amid calls by Famagusta refugees for guidance on what to do in case he calls on Varosha residents to return to their properties under Turkish Cypriot administration. President Nikos Anastasiadis said he expected the UN and the EU to react accordingly to any Turkish actions concerning Varosha. Anastasiadis said every effort aims to prevent any fait accompli sought by Turkey through the announcements of the Turkish president. Famagusta Mayor Simos Ioannou said that if Erdogan announces that Greek Cypriot residents may return under Turkish Cypriot administration, it will cause confusion and division amongst the people of Famagusta. And finally, 2 protected turtles, Emma and Androniki, were released back into the sea yesterday after several months of loving care by the Sea Turtle Rescue Centre in Meneu after they were found injured. Androniki, a green turtle, and Emma, a long-haired turtle, were released from the centre, which is part of an EU-funded Life Euroturtles project. The aim of the project is to improve the conservation status of the EU populations of the 2 sea turtle species of the Mediterranean. Emma and Androniki had been found injured by members of the public. And that's all we have time for you today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.